Hey, you. Yeah, you. Do you remember watching Spirited Away as a child? Or Princess Mononoke? How about Howl's Moving Castle? If you don't, no worries. This hour, you'll either revisit or discover for the first time the magic of Studio Ghibli. For the past 40 years, this award-winning Japanese animation studio has taken children's films to the next level. Behind the camera, however, composer Joe Hisaishi has crafted the sound of Studio Ghibli. His soundtracks range from maudlin melancholy to frenetic fantasies. Let's find out where it all began for Joe Hisaishi. This is The Magic of Joe Hisaishi from APM. I'm Akshay Thirubailu. The year was 1950. Joe Hisaishi was born in Nakano, Japan, as Fujisawa Mamoru. His love of music and movies started early. As a toddler, Hisaishi started violin lessons. And when he wasn't playing music, he loved to watch movies with his father. As a young adult, Hisaishi attended Kunitachi College of Music. And while there, he studied under Takeo Watanabe. If you've seen classic anime shows like Cutie Honey, Mobile Suit Gundam, or Lone Wolf and Cub, you've heard Watanabe's music. It turns out, when Hisaishi graduated in the 1970s, Japan was the second largest music market in the entire world. Talk about good luck. 70s Japan, you know, was a lot like 70s America. There were avant-garde electronics, jazz fusion, and pop synths around every single corner. A musical group called Yellow Magic Orchestra was redefining the grammar of music. And all this energy would go on to influence synth pop, Detroit techno, and hip hop. And it also struck a chord with Joe Hisaishi. Thank you. Hirarin from MK Waju by the MK Waju Ensemble. Mamoru is producer and synths. Around this time, Fujisawa Mamoru officially took on his pen name, Joe Hisaishi. And guess who inspired it? None other than Quincy Jones. If you don't recognize that name, you definitely will recognize his music. Jones arranged for jazz legends like Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald. He scored tons of movies. And he even produced massive hits with Michael Jackson. You can see why Hisaishi would be drawn to a guy like Jones. He was sophisticated, funky, and didn't slack on the classical either. Hisaishi took the kanji for Quincy Jones in Japanese and thought, well, that kind of sounds like Joe Hisaishi. It's now 1983. The world of animation and the world of film scoring are going to be changed forever. A young, ambitious animator named Hayao Miyazaki is hard at work. And if you were a studio executive at the time, you probably would have had your eye on Miyazaki. He had proven his ability to direct animated films with the success of Lupin the Third, The Castle of Cagliostro. And he was writing an extremely popular manga called Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind. Naturally, his publisher wanted to take the comic book Nausicaä and make it into an animated movie. But what was the next step? Hiring Joe Hisaishi to create the emotional core and skeleton for the movie with an image album. highlights from the Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind original soundtrack by Joe Hisaishi. That was The Legend of the Wind, Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind, and Seagull, Nausicaä's Glider. If you've seen it, then you know Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind is a stunning movie. Lush colors, breathtaking vistas, and intricate insect-like monsters are everywhere. You can feel that energy in the soundtrack. Hisaishi mixed electronics with a dash of impressionism to bring this post-apocalyptic world to life. And the movie was a huge success. It allowed Miyazaki to found Studio Ghibli. And Miyazaki decided, you know what? That Hisaishi guy, he did pretty good with the music. So he decided to hire Hisaishi again to compose for the studio's first movie, Castle in the Sky. You just heard selections from the Castle in the Sky original soundtrack, including performances by the Suginami Children's Choir. Castle in the Sky was a powerful, magical film. It's safe to say that Miyazaki was pretty pleased with Hisaishi's work. After all, he kept calling him back for the next 30 years. Miyazaki's next project, however, was My Neighbor Totoro. It was released in 1988 alongside Isao Takahata's Graveyard of the Fireflies. Totoro was particularly iconic. It gave birth to Studio Ghibli's mascot, King Totoro, a rotund and furry tree spirit. Many consider it one of the greatest animated films of all time. And for this soundtrack, Hisaishi wanted to be delicate. He used composers like Philip Glass and Steve Reich as inspirations.
Thank you.
The Path of the Wind and My Neighbor Totoro, performed by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, joined by the Tiffin Choirs and the Bach Choir, led by James Day and Mark Austin, respectively, on the album Joe Hisaishi, A Symphonic Celebration. In just a minute, Hisaishi will take flight with soundtracks following flying protagonists. I'm Akshesh Thirubailu. This is The Magic of Joe Hisaishi from APM.
Hello, I'm Aaron Hicklin, WJFF's resident bookworm. If you're like me, you'll be hunkering down with a good read over the holiday, perhaps even one we've discussed on Shelf Life. Thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting Public Radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. From all of us at Radio Catskill, we wish you a safe and festive holiday season and a happy new year.
Hey, it's Kimberly Izar, host of Farming Country. This week, we're joined by a special guest from our Farming Country family.
Hi, it's Rosie Starr. This week, we're sharing our well-loved top picks from 2025, from the Sweet and Spicy Pepper Fest in Damascus, Pennsylvania,
to the Junior Master Gardeners Program at Western Sullivan Public Library. That's this week on Farming Country, Saturday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back. This is The Magic of Joe Hisaishi, and I'm your host, Akshesh Thirubailu. Kiki's Delivery Service was released in 1989, and it became Studio Ghibli's first big hit. I'm really not surprised that it was one of Japan's highest-grossing films of that year. The story charms you from the start. Kiki is a young witch, and she's got to prove herself by leaving home. Will her family finally see that she's ready to be an adult? Hisaishi uses music to capture the wonder of a European seaside town in the jaunty summer sunlight. But there's also the ups and downs of being a witch out on her own for the very first time. A Town with an Ocean View and Heartbroken Kiki from the Kiki's Delivery Service original soundtrack. By this point, you really couldn't pull Miyazaki and Hisaishi apart. It's kind of like a John Williams, Steven Spielberg situation. Their next movie, though, was all about a flying pig. Or a man who's cursed to be a pig, and he flies planes. It makes sense if you watch. It's called Porco Rosso. Hisaishi's music captures the balance of fantasy and realism in this story. You'll get big laughs, but there's plenty of longing and brooding.
Thank you.
Bygone Days from the Porco Rosso original soundtrack. And there you have it. After Porco Rosso, Studio Ghibli was no longer the new kid on the block. From 1997 on, the studio became the face of Japanese animated film. Studio Ghibli, Hayao Miyazaki, and Joe Hisaishi would all become household names. Names that evoke magic, wonder, and beauty. You've been listening to episode 1 of The Magic of Joe Hisaishi. To find out more information, visit yourclassical.org. Thank you to Julie Almacher, Scott Blankenship, and Dan Nass. Made with technical assistance from Cameron Wiley. This has been a production of American Public Media.
Support comes from The Furniture Restore, located on Main Street in Jeffersonville, specializing in antique and vintage furniture, rugs, art, and lighting, because buying well-made and pre-owned is a better choice for the planet. Online at therestorejville.com.
Hi, I'm Mimi Bradley, Development Manager at Radio Catskill. I hope that everyone out there has holidays filled with friends, food, family, and fun.
I'm Tim Bruno, General Manager here at Radio Catskill. Thank you so much for all of your support this year. We appreciate all of our listeners, and we look forward to bringing you more local news, culture, and NPR in the new year.
From all of us here at Radio Catskill, thank you for listening.
Have a safe and festive holiday season.
And a happy new year.
Happy New Year.
WJFF Jeffersonville, Radio Catskill.